And we turn it back over to you or to the next? Okay. So we'll turn it back to Brother David for the next next speakers. And we trust that the Lord has blessed these remarks.
Thank you, Brother Robin. A lot of thought there and a lot of very engaging points. We're thankful to Brother Bernard Hicks for accepting the next part of our symposium. And that's about the four coverings. Now you see there the tabernacle, but you don't see distinguished all the four coverings. So we'll have some enlightenment from Brother Bernard about that. Brother Bernard.
Thank you, Brother David. As Brother David mentioned, my talk is on the four coverings of the tabernacle, and there's a lot here and a lot that was discovered here. So Exodus 25 describes all the materials donated by the Israelites that went into the construction of the tabernacle. It also describes the Ark of the Covenant and the table of the showbread and the lampstand with the seven branches. The remaining furnishing of the tabernacle was a golden altar and the holy, but the description of that for some reason is deferred until chapter 30. Meanwhile, chapter 26 describes the construction of the tabernacle itself. This begins by describing the four coverings of a tabernacle building in verses 1 through 14. Verses 15 through 25 describe the boards, silver sockets that supported them. Verses 26 through 30 describe bars running across the boards to keep them aligned to each other. Verses 31 through 37 describe the veil between the holy and the most holy, the curtain that served as the door at the entrance of the holy and placing the ark, table of showbread, and lampstand in their portion. So chapter 25 is just talking about all the materials that was used for the tabernacle. And of course, 26 is talking about the construction of the tabernacle. Our focus here will be the first 14 verses describing the four coverings. These four coverings were, number one, the white linen, pure white linen, embroidered with cherubim. Number two, a goat hair covering over the linen. That's the second one. And number three, a covering of ram skins dyed red over that. And finally, number four, an outer protective covering of aquatic animal, either seal, porpoise, or manatee skins, presumably to protect against moisture. Now, I looked this up, and it mentioned badger skin, so that might be one of those aquatic ones on there also. The first two of these coverings account for most of the detail. In fact, the last two coverings describe together in but a single verse. So we'll be hearing more about the first two than the last two. Number one, let's deal with the curtain that was composed of two main sections. Each one made of five curtains joined together. Each of these curtains contained 28 cubits long and 4 cubits wide. The two large sections had 50 loops of blue on edge, and these were connected together with 50 golden tatchets or clamps. Now we know gold is attributed to the divine nature. This complete covering was actually called the tabernacle. So the covering here on this area, the linen and all this, was actually called the actual tabernacle. Wow, so it's really something really unique there. We sometimes speak of the tabernacle as the entire building, but technically the tabernacle was the linen covering supported by the boards and covering with the outer drapings. This covering seems to represent the new creation, which is heavenly hopes. The embroidery of the cherubim throughout this piece perhaps represents that we need to embroider our characters with qualities we see manifested in God. Recall the cherubim over the mercy seat represented God's attributes of love and power. Now this is found in Tabernacle Shadows, page 125. The four living creatures in Revelations represent the four attributes of God. So probably these cherubim represent godly qualities that we wish to have developed in us. The colors of the embroidery are specified, and these have uplifting meanings to us. Blue, which is one of my favorite colors. I have a blue car. Faithfulness, and purple, of course, royalty. Scarlet, redemption, or the ransom. You know, as we contribute that with scarlet. The golden clamps refer to our divine hopes. Each curtain was composed of five strips probably has a meaning also. In Matthew 25, in the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, each clasp was five in number because five is a quantity that represents the new creation. Five may be used for the purpose because it is the sum of three, redemption, and two, the Holy Spirit, the two things by which we are developed as new creatures. When Jesus was hanging on the cross after he died, a soldier pierced his side in the rib cage, and out from that came water and blood. This is emblematic of how the bride of Christ is developed. Remember that Adam, a figure of Christ, passed into deep sleep. And then his side was opened from his bone and was formed his bride, Eve. So Jesus was caused to pass into deep sleep of death. His side was opened from his bone, representing his spiritual hopes. Comes his bride class with the same hopes that Jesus embraced. The blood and water represent the redemption and the Holy Spirit of truth by which we are developed. Numerically, this is the 3 and 2 summing to 5, representing the new creation. The two main parts of this large linen covering may represent the two parts of the new creation. Possibly one part represents Jesus and the other part the church. Or perhaps the whole represents his elect church that comes from two parts. As Paul says in Ephesians 2:14-16, that Jesus reconciled both Jews and Gentiles and brought both unto God into one body, the cross. Artists have depicted how these coverings were arranged in various ways. One might suppose that the linen was simply draped across the boards and then hung straight down. But this is unlikely. First, there is a practical problem. If the tabernacle structure was 10 cubits high and 10 cubits wide, which is commonly accepted, then if the 28 cubic width of the linen covering went across the 10 cubic width of the tabernacle and then hung straight down over the boards on the sides, the linen would be 1 cubit up from the ground on the sides. So far, no problem. However, at the back, the overall length of the linen covering, that is 40 cubits, would cause the linen curtain to just reach the ground. More problematical, the back corners would spread out upon the ground, just as the corners on the bedspread rest on the floor. Even if the size of the bedspread do not, to have this precious linen fabric on the ground would seriously degrade it as moss in years past. Therefore, rather than go straight down over the boards, the sides probably descended at an angle outward from the tabernacle, sustained by cords running from the top of the tabernacle boards to the ground at an angle. This seems even more likely from a mention in Exodus of the pins and cords of the tabernacle. This is found in Exodus 38, verses 18 and 20, where they talk about the pins and cords. This allowed a covering on three sides of the tabernacle, outward from the tabernacle, that may have served some of the purposes that in Solomon's temple were served by chambers constructed on the sides of the temple. Perhaps here the priests changed garments, ate some of the holy food, etc. The 50 claps of gold holding the linen sections together would have fallen 20 cubits back from the front of the tabernacle, and that would be just the right place for the veil separating the holy from the most holy. In fact, this is expressly mentioned in Exodus 26:33. And thou shalt hang up the veil under the tatches or claps, and the veil shall divide unto you the holy and the most holy. Actually, this description is what tells us that the holy was 20 cubits long, the remaining length 10 cubits, constituting the most holy. And our next covering is the goat hair curtains. If the linen covering represents the new creation, then the next covering may represent the earthly nature of the present. This covering also made of strips or curtains, each one 4 cubits wide. However, each of these strips was 30 cubits long rather than 20 as with the linen. By this means, the goat hair curtain could extend further than the linen and thus provide ample protection for the more precious first covering. The goat hair covering was also in two main parts. One of these was composed of 5 strips, the other of 6 strips. The goat hair covering represents our present status as dual creatures. We have a new spiritual life developing in us. We are still in the old flesh that is by nature sinful. The 5 strips indicate our spiritual hopes. The 6 indicates that we are still in the sinful flesh. The goat hair represents something about the church in the flesh, as indicated in Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 1. There the bride class is described as they are in the flesh before their exaltation to glory. I quote, "Behold, thou art fair, my love. Thou hast dove's eyes within thy veil. Thy hair is as a flock of goats." There it is. that appear from Mount Gilead. When the bride class is described again in Song of Solomon 7, chapter 7, verse 5, that passage refers to the church in glory. Her hair then is no longer described as a flock of goats, because then the church will have passed out of the flesh. Her hair is then described as purple, suggesting the royalty she will receive beyond the veil. Altogether, the five strips and the six sum to 11. We find that number twice in Deuteronomy 1, 2, and 3, and twice again in Judges 16:5 and 17:2. All of these references refer to, in picture, to the gospel age when the church is in the flesh. These coverings also had 50 tatches or clasps joining the two main parts together in one covering. These clasps are made of copper. Copper represents human nature. So this is consistent with that goat hair covering representing our fleshly nature. Of course, our fleshly nature now is imperfect, so we need a covering for our sins and blemishes that we find represented in the next covering. Exodus 26:14 says, "And thou shalt make a covering for the tent of rams, dyed red, and a covering above the badger skin." There's that word, badger skins. The ram was the animal most often used in Leviticus chapter 8, 9, and 16 for a burnt offering. A ram is a male sheep, and the burnt offering had to be a male. If the burnt offering represents the ransom given by Jesus, and the red represents the blood of atonement, then this covering represents the redemption we have in Christ that covers our sins and weaknesses. So we know this is attributed to the ransom. The last covering is described in King James Version as badger skins. A badger is a land animal, and its fur would probably not be a good repellent of moisture for an outside covering. The New American Standard Version says porpoise skins. Some other study comments say seal skins, and some other more recent studies say manatee skins. All of these are aquatic animals, and their hides were probably used for better protection from moisture. Symbolically, the outer covering represents what the world sees of us. Our humanity, it is nothing special to behold, plain, ordinary, not brightly colored as the ram skins, not embroidered with lofty symbols as the linen curtain. The world sees nothing attractive in those who are called to heavenly glory. Well, we talked about that earlier. Even of Jesus, Isaiah 53:2 said prophetically, "He hath no form of comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." That is, in the eyes of the ungodly, who do not appreciate the lofty principles of godliness, there is no attraction. How much less for us? No dimensions were given for the last two coverings, but presumably they were made suitable large to cover the layers beneath them. The tabernacle was a temporary mobile structure as compared with the Temple of Solomon. The tabernacle depicts God's plan of redemption as it proceeds during the gospel age, and the temple depicts God's plan as it proceeds during the millennial age. During this age, we have the richness of our heavenly hopes hidden from the world and not yet attained by us. This is well depicted in the linen covering the tabernacle, properly richly embroidered and colorfully decorated. The goat hair covering represents our fleshly imperfect nature of the present. The ram skins dyed red covering the goat hair curtains represent the redemption we have in Christ. The outwardly unsightly final covering represents the way the world sees us, not especially noteworthy, veiling them to the beautiful hopes we embrace. May God add his blessing.
Thank you, Brother Bernard. I appreciate your lesson on these four coverings that each have their own antitypical meaning. Our last part of the symposium, Brother Sean Humphreys has pleasantly agreed to serve us, and that's on Levites. We're pleased to introduce Brother Sean.